Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. And again, with today's titan, a captain of multiple industries. Today we feature the Will Smith of Namibia, a walking, talking trailblazer, someone that I also look up to in my capacity as a thespian, a man that found a way to monetize the world of arts. He used to make us love back in the day with that one fine day. Young and old, help me welcome Mr. Armas Chibute, actor, director, writer, businessman, and a boxing enthusiast. Good day, sir. How are we doing today?
I'm very well, man. How are you, NSK?
Did I properly describe you? Is that who you are?
If it was up to me, I would have gone down on my knees and say thank you very much. So, Well,
it's a pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here, too.
And we're really honored that you could avail your time and speak to the fresh listener.
Sure.
Now, Mr. Armas, everyone has a starting point, isn't it? What was your career and perhaps also educational starting point? And please don't be shy to tell us about your first hustle, your first job, before you knew you actually really wanted to do arts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Started by saying everyone have got a starting point. Mm. And no one have had it easy. Doesn't matter who you are.
Exactly.
A starting point is always a struggle.
Mm.
With me, obviously, I'm just a boy. I was born in Windhoek several years ago. Several years ago. And my father took me away from my mother, actually, when I was only 3 years old. Now imagine, 3 years old, he took me away from my mother and he said, this is a man like I am. I want to see him growing up. And he took me to the north. And obviously, during that time, our fathers used to go to the cities or big farms for CDMs and so on for employment. My grandmother then, his mother, is the one that really brought me up. My father would come whenever he's on leave or whenever he have got time to see us. And he really also had a huge impact in me growing up. And being in the north at the time, it was not easy. We had a lot of challenges in terms of social problems. On this side, you want to go to school. On this side, you have to look after cattle. On the other, there is also the challenge of the battles, because it was during the apartheid time.
True,
you know,
true,
the battles was happening. You want to go to school, but then you hear the school was burned down, or whatever the case was, or you could not pass that route because the South African army were there, or the Swapo plant fighters were there. And you are also scared of, as much as you feel this group is on our side, you are also very much scared of going close to them or see them, because if this group come and say, ask you, have you seen this group, you don't know what to say, because if you say yes or no, it might end up implicating your life as well. But having said that, after that period, I have done my primary education, and then I went to a secondary school, Olupumbu, which is Mashakati. My educational background is not that good, right? And this is something that I will probably also mention a little bit later on, yeah, as we go on. My educational background is not that good. I went to Ipumbu, after Olupumbu, and then I came to Windhoek when my school situation did not go the way I expected it to go. And when I came to Windhoek, I tried really by all means to complete my school. But circumstances was really against my wishes. So what I did is that I always wanted to be an actor or to be a TV presenter.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that I really earmarked as a career. I visited the NBC, have asked for opinions, I've asked for inputs, and I was directed in different directions. And until I met now the guys from BRICS Community Theatre Project, the Bolimotseng, Christy Warner, the Naftalis, and so forth. At some point, while I was trying to figure myself out and the way forward, I actually ended up volunteering at the Katutura Multipurpose Youth Center. Mm. I was a program officer there. Now imagine a program officer who I just have a vision but do not have the qualification to one day apply for this position. And after working for the whole year in SK,
still just as a volunteer.
As a volunteer, after working for the whole year, the head of the center then was Mr. Yul Andrews. At the end of that year, my friends and I had plans to go to Cape Town for holiday because my uncle was married to a South African lady, and we planned to go to Cape Town for that December holiday.
Yeah.
And the youth center here had a Christmas year-end party. And that Christmas year-end party, we were rewarded. We were rewarded. Mr. Yul Andrews came with envelopes with our names on, and each one received his or her own envelope.
Yes.
When I opened mine, inside it was $100 Namibian.
$100 Namibian?
$100 Namibian, but for me, it was huge.
Yeah.
Because I did not expect to get anything. The reason why I was volunteering at the center is for the experience, since I do not have the educational background.
Yes.
So I was hoping my experience would one day carry me somewhere.
Yes.
You know, I accepted that $100 with an open heart, smiling, and it was part of my journey to Cape Town. Let's leave it there. Coming back from there, I had VO security.
Yeah.
Was looking for guards.
Yes.
And I went for interviews. They took me in. That was my first pay job.
As a security guard?
As a security guard. I used to work at the municipality buildings. I used to look after those buildings and buses.
Yeah.
And just imagine cold winters. That's why I've got a huge respect for security guards.
Yeah.
So that was my first pay job. That was my beginning.
Wow.
But I was not quite bothered about the little salary that I received. I was more interested in, let me just expose myself to the world.
Mm. I'm literally speechless here. Because every Titan week in, week out, come share their stories about their first hustle and their first jobs.
Yes.
And you're telling me you volunteered for a whole year.
For a whole year.
You received $100, but at the time it was the biggest $100
ever. It was the biggest $100
ever. Your first paying job was a security guard.
Was a security guard. Yes. And just to add on that, the owner of VO Security, I just forgot his name,
yeah,
liked me quite a lot because I was very smart.
Yeah.
I was street smart also. And at the time I used to do boxing. I remember once we had a tournament in Oshakati Independence Stadium, the Squadron Boxing Championship. The owner, my boss then, the owner of VO Security, yeah, sponsored me with a boxing gear and gave me $1,000 as part cost, as we would say. You know, I don't know whether that man is still alive. I don't know whether he's still in business, whatever he's doing. If he's listening, he inspired me.
No, VO Security, we see it all the time with events, driving around as they pick up the guards. So I know the business is still running.
Yeah.
You just have to look into where the owner is and if he's still around.
Exactly.
And in case you just joined us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're speaking to Arma Shibute, an actor, director, writer, businessman, a boxing enthusiast, who just shared an incredible story of how he started and where he started. Just for interest's sake, how did you get to One Fine Day? How did that... Because I have to ask you, our listeners will not forgive me if I don't ask you about that. How did it start? Where did it start? Who inspired that move?
Well, it was inspired, first of all, by my willingness to be out there, to be an actor, to be a TV presenter one day. And that was during the time that I was working at the youth center as a volunteer. And at the youth center, that's where I really also started to do my own stage productions. A lot of information used to come to the youth center,
yeah,
looking for young people who are interested in different aspects of life. At that point, that's where I learned about the upcoming comedy series One Fine Day by the NBC. If I'm not mistaken, If it was not Bolly that told me, it was probably Tulimeo Kapanda, because this lady, while talking about Tulimeo Kapanda for that matter, I used to say, at one point I used to sell with my mother at the Katutura Hospital.
Just, you know, like general goods.
General goods, fat cakes, meat, whatever.
Right in front of the gate or inside now?
No. It was outside before the new face.
Yes.
It was on the other side of the road with our backs towards the police station. Tulemeo was doing a documentary, I can't remember on what. And when she came there, she looked at me and she said, "Look at this young man. What are you doing here this time of the day? You are supposed to be at university, whatever the case is." We spoke. And then when we spoke, she said, she demanded that I go to the NBC. I think that's how I got to know about the One Fine Day. And that's how I got into the One Fine Day. Tulimeo Kapanda, again, one of the many people that have inspired my life. And now getting into the One Fine Day, obviously, with the likes of the late Stanley Meyer, soul rest in peace, Jackson Kaoyawa, may soul rest in peace.
Brilliant.
Those are the legends. With my little experience, looking at them doing what they do best, I had to challenge myself and be... you can never, you know it yourself.
Yes.
When you're in a production,
and
actor A put it that high, you cannot go below that.
You cannot go below.
It's either you level it, you equal it,
or you do better.
Or you do better. So that's how it was.
Mm.
That's how it was with all the likes of Butiki Kavanje when we used to do productions together. Those are great, man. Those are heavyweights. But being thrown in the deep end, I just had to swim.
It's Arma Shibuta, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as a professional in your own right, in the different spheres, in the art sphere, in the boxing sphere, also your business ventures here and there, what are some of the challenges that you face on a daily? I mean, because I'm sure you face challenges, and I'm sure there are challenges that you look at and you say, how do I get past this one? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, man. Yes, challenges are everywhere, and these are everyday part of our lives. I'm sure even you, getting up this morning to come to the studio, you have had challenges. It's either you got into your car, it doesn't want to start, either you got here and the studio keys broke.
Yes.
You know, I'm referring to everyday challenges. But in my field, saying my fields because you have mentioned a couple of them, especially in the art industry, one of the biggest challenge is the fact that you go to bed without knowing where will the next job come from. That's one of the challenges. And then the challenge that will be added to this one is that I have children.
Yes.
What do they eat next if NSK does not call for a recording or for a shoot or whatever that might put bread on the table. That is one of the challenges. The other challenge is that as creative as I am, I might get up and put something together, stage it at a national theater, for example, just for argument's sake, for the members of the public to come and watch and pay for entrance. Well, the piece might be as beautiful as it is, but our people are not really exposed and educated about the art. The art is less appreciated in our country. But I am not blaming the public. I am blaming myself for doing less awareness. You understand?
Yeah.
So these are the type of challenges that you go through on a daily basis. I am into radio. You are into radio.
Yes.
I am a news person in my station. I am responsible for bringing the news that goes on air. Now, every radio station would, or newspaper, doesn't matter, would want to have whatever news first.
Yes.
Now, it's those scrambles. Mm. Not necessarily fights, because fight, then people refer to it as fighting physical or fighting for something. But it's those struggles that, oh, just for my boss to realize I'm doing a good job, or just for my station to be up there, where will I get that breaking news? Mm. Do you understand? You are always on your toes. And with everything else that I do, could it be business, like you said it, I'm running a couple of things. And now, running a couple of things as an artist is basically to complement what you are doing out there.
Yes.
Now, if you don't get anything there, you expect to get something this side. Mm. But it might end up that you are not getting anything from the boss.
All of them, yeah.
Then you are stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Those are the type of challenges.
It's incredible. Your journey is really inspiring, Arma Shibute. Now, let's take your journey and let's inspire. What would your advice be to a young Namibian professional who too maybe has dreams of getting that position, you know, or maybe also want to embark on an entrepreneurship journey, or perhaps also, you know, want to get into the world of arts.
Mm-hmm.
And not to forget the boy and the girl child that are in these small towns. I mean, you mentioned you were born here, but you were raised up north. What do you say to them? What do they do? What is it that they need to do to climb that ladder, to trailblaze like you have done in so many instances?
Mm. My brother, I would start off by saying, let your circumstance, your environment, your background not be the stumble block in your life.
Mm.
And the other aspect that I also want to touch on is that a few weeks ago, I read about the city of Windhoek's problem with a housing issue.
Mm.
The biggest contributor to that problem is because of people that flocks in to the city from the remote areas.
Yeah.
Now, for the boy and the girl child that is in the village, one thing that you should know is that you can make it from wherever you are.
Mm.
You don't have to go to the city to go and make it. You can make it from wherever you are. What you need to do is take a step from wherever you are. And the other thing is that in life, you will always find a huge hill in front of you, blocking you from reaching out to where you to wherever you want to reach out to. But the solution is, do not fear, do not stop. You know, resilient.
Mm.
You understand? Find ways to go around that hill to be able to lay your hand on the cup of water that is on the other side.
Right, yeah.
Do you understand? So, in life, there is nothing that is easy. If it's easy, it will not last.
Mm.
Easy things don't last. It's like buying cheap clothes.
Yes.
When you buy cheap clothes, you are spending, you're actually spending expensive, or you're buying expensive, because your t-shirt that costs $2,
mm,
and my shirt that costs $7, mm, which one will last long?
Mm.
In between my next shirt and your $2 t-shirt, how many t-shirts have you bought before I buy my next one?
True.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. If it's easy, then it will not last. Always try and work very hard. Do not take shortcuts.
Mm.
Shortcuts leads to short destinations.
Mm.
And you don't want to go half a mile. You want to go an extra mile.
Extra mile.
And in whatever you do in life, doesn't matter in what aspect of life, whatever you do, if you do not have enough to offer, do not expose.
Mm.
Because if I offer you coffee now, I'm running a coffee shop,
mm,
and I offer you coffee now, and the next time around you come looking for coffee and there's no coffee.
That's
consistency in, yeah, providing the type of service that you provide,
yes,
is very important.
Mm.
Because the client will always refer others to you because of your consistency. But if you provide half service, the customer will discourage others from reaching out to you. So that is basically my advice to the young boy and child, Namibian child. And we should also look at the environment that we live in now. We have got quite a lot of challenges. And a lot of challenges where I'm trying to get to is that we all don't have to be teachers to be employed. If we are all teachers, who will be the student? Do you understand? We all can be taxi drivers. If we are all taxi drivers, who will be the passengers? Let's look at other environments. Let's look at other things that we can do to better our environment. Because if Armas and NSK are in this business, if they are providing tires, why don't you come up with a tire repair service? You know, so we can work hand in hand. I thought of something the other day. If you go to car dealerships, Toyota, for example, just to mention, and you buy a car, a Baki that comes in a standard format, if you want extras, they refer you to people
it's true.
Renders those services.
It's true.
Do you understand? So that is how we should operate. Let's not go and overcrowd one industry or one sector. Let's see how we can expand this sector.
Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Armas Shibute, actor, director, writer. He's involved with radio. He's a businessman. He loves boxing. He's involved with that world as well. I hope and I trust that he inspired you. Armas Shibute, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate the fact that you could afford your time for us and for the fresh listener. And we wish you well going forward with your journey.
Thank you so much. I love you, Namibia.
Thank you very much. Now keep on listening, because next week, Thursday, we will feature another Fresh Titan. Until the next one, leave it on Fresh.
Fresh Titans is proudly brought to you by Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian.